welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 Category Smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, In Defense of Food, by Michael Pollan, and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. In Defense of Food, Michael Pollan questions the validity of the Western diet and tackles the question of what we should really be eating in order to be healthy. Pollan uncovers striking realities about our current food system and tells us how we can improve our diet in simple yet important ways. The first big thought, nutritionism, nutrition over food. Quote, nutritionism supplies the ultimate justification for processing food by implying that with judicious application of food science, fake foods can be made even more nutritious than the real thing. End quote. Michael Pollan spends a good deal of time in the beginning of the book talking about the idea of nutritionism and its effects on our Western diet. Nutritionism can be described as a way of thinking about foods solely as, quote, the sum of their nutrient parts, end quote. Pollan explains that since we cannot actually see the nutrients in our food, we rely heavily on scientists to explain the hidden reality of food to us. The shift from thinking of a carrot as a whole food to simply viewing it as the catalyst for the beta-carotene within it has led to several changes that are reflected in our diets today. One change being the idea of identifying and separating so-called good nutrients from bad nutrients. A second change that has occurred from nutritionist thinking is that since it can only focus on the nutrients that science can measure, there is difficulty, quote, discerning qualitative distinctions among foods, end quote. Pollan explains, quote, fish, beef, and chicken, through the nutritionist's lens, become mere delivery systems for varying quantities of different fats and proteins and whatever other nutrients happen to be on their scope, end quote. The problem with nutritionist thinking is, quote, if foods are understood only in terms of the various quantities of nutrients they contain, even processed foods may be considered to be healthier for you than whole foods if they contain the appropriate quantities of some nutrients, end quote. We've seen this play out with various food items such as margarine and early baby formulas, which turned out to be worse for our health than the butter or breast milk we were trying to improve upon. Pollan goes on to explain how the ideology of nutritionism set the stage for the food industry to create and include additives to all sorts of popular food products to contain more of the nutrients that science and the government have deemed as good and fewer of the ones deemed as bad and for as cheaply as possible. Quote, the implicit message was that foods, by comparison, were coarse, old-fashioned, and decidedly unscientific things. Who could say what was in them really? But nutrients, those chemical compounds and minerals in foods that scientists have identified as important to our health, gleamed with the promise of scientific certainty, end quote. According to Pollan, over 30 years of nutrition advice has left us nutritionally poorer than we were before. As a people, Americans are fatter and sicker than ever before. This is why Pollan believes we have to change the way we think about food. Primitive eating, what we can learn from our ancestors. Quote, it appears that, to an extent, we can rewind the tape of the nutrition transition and undo some of its damage, end quote. An interesting experiment was done in the summer of 1982 involving 10 middle-aged Aborigines who had been living in settlements in Western Australia. All 10 of the participants had developed health problems since they originally left the bush years prior. All were overweight, had type 2 diabetes, and they showed signs of insulin resistance, as well as elevated levels of triglycerides in the blood. The purpose of the experiment was to monitor the Aborigines' health as they reversed back to their native eating habits for a period of 7 weeks. When the 10 Aborigines returned to their homeland, they had to return to their hunter and gatherer lifestyle, as they had no access to store-bought food or beverages. The Aborigines divided their time on the 7 week period between the coast and inland, where they had access to a multitude of fresh wild foods. This is in stark contrast to their settled diets of preserved, processed, and refined foods. After the 7 week period, the tested blood levels from the 10 individuals had displayed striking improvements in all areas of the Aborigines' health. All of them had lost weight, seen an improvement in blood pressure, and all of their triglyceride levels had fallen into the normal range. The individual's original diet had done the hard work of healing their health problems without medical intervention. Pollan asks us, to what extent are we all Aborigines? He argues, when you consider that 2/3 of Americans are overweight or obese, and that 44 million have prediabetes, the question is actually not as silly as it may sound. Food for thought, our relationship with food. Quote, food is also about pleasure, about community, about family, and spirituality, about our relationship to the natural world, and about expressing our identity, end quote. Instead of thinking about our food strictly in terms of its chemical compounds, Pollan invites us to take a different approach. He asks us, quote, what would happen if we started thinking about food as less of a thing and more of a relationship, end quote. Think about the long-standing relationships nature has had between species, also known as the food chain, which trickles from people and animals all the way down to the soil. Pollan says, quote, species co-evolve with other species that they eat, and very often there develops a relationship of interdependence, or I'll feed you if you spread around my genes, end quote. Gradual processes of mutation occur over time, such as a plant becoming tastier to a certain animal, while the animal gradually acquires the digestive tools to make optimal use of the plant. Nature has a purpose or reason behind every living thing. Pollan claims that good health is a product of participating in these natural give-and-take relationships with the food chain. And when something goes wrong, such as an area of soil is sick or deficient, the grass that grows from the soil will also be deficient, and same goes for the cattle who eats from the grass, as well as the people who drink the milk from the cattle. A quote from Pollan illustrates this idea nicely. Quote, our personal health cannot be divorced from the health of the entire food web, end quote. Eat food, real food. Quote, taking food's place on the shelves has been an unending stream of food-like substitutes, some 17,000 new ones every year, end quote. Pollan has put together a set of straightforward rules of thumb for eating that we can all implement to get us on the road to healthier eating. He separates his rules into three parts. Eat food, mostly plants, not too much. Eat food is explained through the following rules. 1. Don't eat anything your grandmother wouldn't recognize. If you follow this rule, most of the items in the supermarket would not be in your home. Most of the items included in this rule are filled with chemical additives, corn and soy derivatives, artificial colors, artificial flavors and sweeteners, which we simply do not need in our diet. 2, avoid food products containing ingredients that are unfamiliar, unpronounceable, more than 5 in number, or that include high fructose corn syrup. All of these characteristics mean that the food has been highly processed and the item has crossed over from food to food product. 3, avoid food products that make health claims. For a product to make a health claim on its package, it must first have a package. Right away, that item is more likely to be a processed item than a whole food. Pollan explains, quote, for the most part, it is the products of food science that make the boldest health claims, and these are often founded on incomplete and often erroneous science, the dubious fruits of nutritionism, end quote. 4, stay out of the middle of the supermarket. Most supermarkets are laid out in such a way that the processed foods take up the center aisles of the store. The meat, dairy, and produce are usually along the perimeter walls. Therefore, if you avoid the center of the store, you are more likely to wind up with a cart full of real food. 5, get out of the supermarket whenever possible. Going to your local farm or farmer's market is a much more dependable way to avoid the highly processed foods lining the supermarkets. At the farmer's market, you will find fresh, whole foods that your great-grandmother would have recognized, and you'll be supporting the local farming community in the process. Mostly plants. Variety is key. Quote, it is possible to nourish ourselves from an astonishing range of different foods, so long as they are foods, end quote. According to research into traditional diets around the world, people have survived and thrived on a variety of different foods. Quote, yet some foods, whole foods, are better than others, says Pollan. Here are the rules for which foods are best to choose. 1, eat mostly plants, especially leaves. Quote, in all my interviews with nutrition experts, the benefits of a plant-based diet provided the only point of universal consensus, end quote. 2, you are what you eat eats too. The diet of the animals that we eat is largely important. The healthier the animal, the healthier the meat, eggs, or milk that results. 3, eat like an omnivore. Diversity in your diet is important to cover all of your nutritional bases. 4, Eat food grown from healthy soils. Soil that's been nourished by organic matter produces more nutritional food than soil nourished by chemical fertilizers. Also, if we eat food grown by organic standards, we consume less chemical residue as a result. Number 5, be the kind of person who takes supplements. People who take supplements are generally healthier despite the fact that most supplements don't appear to actually work. The type of person who takes supplements is more health conscious, better educated, and more affluent. So we should aspire to have more of these characteristics and see better health as a result. Number 6, eat more traditional foods. People who eat according to the rules of a more traditional diet, regardless of where they're from, are generally much healthier than those eating the contemporary Western diet. Number 7, have a glass of wine with dinner. People who drink moderately tend to live longer and suffer considerably less heart disease than those who don't drink. Not too much. Food culture. Quote, how a culture eats may have just as much a beating on health as what a culture eats. End quote. Food culture is comprised not only of the food itself, but of the customs, manners, and eating habits that make up a person's relationship to food. Pollan argues that adopting some healthy food habits may improve not only our health, but our happiness as eaters. Number 1, pay more, eat less. The American food system has made its goal to prioritize affordability over quality, and we pay the price with our health. Better food costs more, and if you can afford it, buy higher quality organic and grass-fed food. The other side of this rule is to simply consume less, which can be easier when you're buying higher quality food. Number 2, snack less, eat more meals at the table. Snacking has become increasingly popular, and snack foods are notorious for being unhealthy choices. Consider higher quality whole food snacks and eat your meals at the table instead of in your car. Number 3, try not to eat alone. Quote, the shared meal elevates eating from a mechanical process of fueling the body to a ritual of family and community, from mere animal biology to an act of culture. End quote. Number 4, eat slowly. It can take up to 20 minutes for your stomach to signal to your brain that you are full. If we eat more slowly, we're less likely to engage in overeating, let alone enjoy the taste of our food a little more. Number 5, cook and plant a garden. Quote, the work of growing your food contributes to your health long before you sit down to eat it. End quote. Once you get your homegrown vegetables into your kitchen, suddenly you bring another level of consciousness to cooking. Even washing and chopping your vegetables becomes a significant experience. Quote, having retaken control of the meal from the food scientists and processors, you know exactly what is and is not in it. End quote. So there we have it, a summary of Michael Pollan's Eater's Manifesto to help us start making more thoughtful food choices, enlarge our sense of what it means to be healthy, and bring pleasure back to eating. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.